Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering an article by Brett Allegrewood. The title is AI Ethics in Business: Protecting Brand, People, and Privacy.
When I first saw the title, I'll be honest, I expected a compliance lecture. But reading through it, the argument is far more practical than that.
It really is. Brett's central point is that ethical AI is not a checkbox you tick to satisfy a regulator. It's a brand differentiator. The businesses that get this right build stronger loyalty, face fewer disputes, and have a reputation that holds when the inevitable bad AI headlines arrive.
Which they will. So what does ethical AI actually look like? Because ethics can mean almost anything depending on who's using the word.
He pins it down to five principles: transparency, being clear with customers when they're dealing with an automated system; fairness, making sure your data doesn't reinforce bias; privacy, only collecting what you actually need and keeping it secure; accountability, someone in the business personally owns the outcome of AI decisions; and continuous oversight, reviewing your systems regularly so they stay on course.
That last one is the one that gets dropped the moment a project goes live.
He has a name for what happens when you skip it: prompt drift.
What is prompt drift?
As data changes and prompts evolve over time, an AI system can drift away from what it was originally built to do. Fairness erodes, accuracy slides, and nobody notices until the damage is already done, because the system is still running, just doing something subtly different from what you intended.
So it's not a set and forget thing. It needs ongoing maintenance, the same as any other business process.
Exactly. Schedule regular reviews, retrain models when needed, check that outputs still align with your values. That's how ethics goes from something written in a document to something that actually lives inside the business.
The article has a real example I want to pull out: a property management company in the UK.
Yes, they built a tool to predict which tenants might be about to leave. Rather than running it quietly in the background, they told their tenants. They explained how the system worked, what data it used, and how it would benefit tenants by improving the quality of service they received.
And the result?
Higher satisfaction scores, fewer disputes. Transparency turns something that could have felt like surveillance into a shared benefit. That's the difference between AI deployed with integrity and AI running in the shadows.
A lot of business owners assume customers will be spooked by AI. The instinct is to keep it quiet, but the evidence here says the opposite.
And the same logic applies to data. Brett's framing is that businesses should treat customer data as borrowed, not owned. You're a custodian of someone's information. Encrypt it, limit who can access it, document how it flows through your systems. One breach can undo years of goodwill.
There's a section about staff too, which I think often gets missed in these conversations.
Right. If your team reads AI as a threat to their role, you'll fight adoption at every stage. But if they see it as something that handles the repetitive work and frees them for things that need human judgment, the relationships, the calls that require real context, adoption becomes natural. You get an aligned team.
AI should augment the team, take the dull work off the plate, not hollow out the people.
That's the word for it: augment. And Brett gives you a practical tool to use right now, a 5-question ethics check you can run before any AI project.
Run us through it.
Does this genuinely improve life for customers or staff? Could it create bias or unfair outcomes? Are we handling personal data responsibly and securely? Can we clearly explain how it works and why it's being used? And who is accountable if something goes wrong?
That last question is the one I'd get every room to sit with. Most organizations haven't clearly answered it.
If you can't answer all 5 confidently, that's not a reason to stop. It's a signal to pause and fix before it becomes a real problem. Clarity before you build saves a lot of chaos later.
So what's the single thing someone should do this week?
Pick one AI tool your team is already using. Run the 5 questions on it. Write it down. Who owns accountability for its outputs? That's 5 minutes, and you'll know more about your ethical exposure than most businesses do.
The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want this working in your own business, Brett offers a free AI audit there, a proper conversation about how ethical AI implementation applies to your specific situation.
Worth booking. We'll see you in the next one.